The Intervale Center in Burlington is home to half a dozen farms. All of them were inundated during the historic flooding this time last year. Farm managers there recently shared their reflections on the flooding with Vermont Public's Michaela Lafrac amid this year's busy growing season.
Andy Jones is that guy at work who everyone goes to with questions.
Not to interrupt, but where did you say the extra fan was?
In front of the combine.
Oh, right.
Yep.
He's the land manager at the Intervale Community Farm, a 600-member CSA. That's when consumers buy shares of a farm's harvest in advance. Jones has been at the Intervale for 31 years.
Been around long enough to see a lot of floods. Last year's and Irene are so far the outliers.
Just about a year ago today, floodwaters subsumed the Intervale Center's half-dozen farms. The community farm is the biggest at 50 acres, and the smallest is a 3-acre herb farm. There are also a number of subsistence plots. Many of them are worked by new Americans. We sit together at a picnic table, surrounded by fields full of vegetables and brightly colored flowers. Jones points out the water line that's still visible on some of their buildings.
It's really hard to get your mind around it. So where we are right now would have been, as we're sitting, like chest deep. Maybe neck deep. It's a very sandy place. You think, okay, we're often desperate for more water. It's really hard to imagine that the whole thing is going to be a lake.
The farm needs to fill all its CSA slots to stay financially viable. Jones still remembers that terrible feeling of scrounging to fill CSA boxes after the floods wiped out their crops.
You know, the social compact is that we're going to deliver this amazing spread of vegetables. And we were able to limp along with our tunnels and our storage.
The flooding has many Intervale employees thinking about that social compact and the importance of community. Right as the floodwaters hit last year, hundreds of volunteers showed up to help them harvest salvageable crops. Anything that was left in the soil had to be thrown away due to the contaminated floodwaters.
These like heavy rains this past couple weeks have been a little bit like making everybody nervous.
Right.
Just because it's the time of year. And
that's Patrick Dunseith, the Intervale Center's land manager. During the flooding, he was focused on moving their farm equipment to higher ground.
Tractor implements, tractors, anything, you know, with a motor on it.
He says the Intervale hasn't made many big structural changes since last year's flooding. They did a lot of that after Tropical Storm Irene. They do try to keep major long-term crops out of the flood-prone areas and maximize the use of their greenhouses. And there might be other changes in the works.
Right, just being 1 year away still feels like there's a lot of unknowns. Mm. You know, we don't know what ultimately the frequency is of these large events. And that's what's hard about right now is that
there's already so much uncertainty
in
farming. It must be hard to, wrap your mind around adding even more in.
Yeah. The CSA model is so powerful, and helping consumers buy into the risk of farming. But ultimately, right, what we saw in response last year was a lot of GoFundMes, right? And when you see farmers using GoFundMes to recover from a flood, we're not truly valuing those resources. It's amazing what farmers have to hold, you have to do it all, right? You have to be a scientist, a mathematician, a poet, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be all of these amazing things. You have to be a mechanic. And at the end of the day, you also have to be like an educator. Yeah, I think that's what the flood brings up.
For now, the farms at the Intervale are having a solid year, thanks in large part to the community that surrounds them. After Tropical Storm Irene in 2011, some CSA members dropped out. But that didn't happen after last summer's floods. Most of their members stuck with them. And this year, they're full up. For Vermont Public, I'm Michaela Lafrac.